Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. Well, it's the end of another year, and hasn't it gone fast? The older you get, the faster the year seems to go by. And seen on one t-shirt recently was a saying, you know you're really old when Santa looks younger than you. Now, 2014 has been a successful one for the club, but also a very sad one. We tasted success in the John Moyle contest this year, had a fantastic Red Fest, assisted at two different locations at Jamboree of the Year, had a great series of technical talks throughout the year, conducted wonderful fox hunts, have been involved in the grading of two different 2 metre repeaters, conducted very successful training courses that have produced amateur radio operators, just not those who have a licence. Two club members are regular contributors to AR Magazine, had a great meeting night chef who must be inspired by God, the Rod Story homebrew competition, and the list just keeps going on. The club's also been saddened by loss for them its great supporters, Ray VK4UG, and several other non-operating members who also became silent keys. Their loss to the club and to the amateur radio still bring tears to our hearts. What this club brings to its members is the capacity to explore any avenue of the hobby and to get assistance from other club members. And one person who deserves a great deal of credit for the wall of work he's done for the club this year and for many years and for individual members of the club is John VK4YJV. Anything to do with antennas or an engineering problem, John is the go-to man. Thanks, John, for being there to assist, and your climbing ability up trees and towers is actually superb. You're really a great asset to all of us. So Old Father Time has called in the end of 2004, and let's hope 2015 successful and rewarding one for us all. The compliments of the season from our club members to all of you. Well, that's it. So from downtown Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and through the magic that is amateur radio and the internet, 7-3 from Ray, call sign AXVK4CF and the Redcliffe Radio Club. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Toowoomba area, it can be heard on 146.750, the VK4RDD 2 metre repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. I'm Dave, VK4LED.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, I hope that the right items appeared on Christmas morning, and much and varied activity can be expected around the bands. It is usual, at this time of year, to have a little look back over the past year. But I wish to jump to an anniversary which, in its tragedy and in its aftermath, we saw the true value of our hobby, amateur radio. The Boxing Day tsunami of 2004 caused the greatest loss of life by natural disaster this century. Amateur radio operators from many countries provided immediate and primary communications. An event that affected some 14 countries and killed so many should be a beacon of remembrance and an alert to us all. Cyclone Tracy passed over Darwin 40 years ago, and again radio played its part. This dying year has had variable band conditions, but still the higher HF bands come alive and provide thrills for F-calls on QRP and old-timers catching new entities. Summits, parks or countries, specialty rigs or homebrew, straight key or digital, there still remains so much to explore and do. As we see the year passing and our new ambitions for the future sit before us, remember the community and share the hobby. Say 73 to the world from amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.